Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Three-time Browns Pro Bowler, Browns legend Eric Metcalf. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. I just got back from Jamaica, and I have yet to get grumpy about not being in Jamaica anymore, so I think that's a win, right? I'm still in the post-Jamaica glow.
Yeah, especially if I know the weather is pretty good back there, so you can take credit for bringing that back.
I'm going to go ahead and put that on my LinkedIn, and I'm going to make everybody make sure that they know they can thank their boy Nicky Dubs for the weather out there. I did kind of want to start. I know we're a week out from the draft, and we'll get into that here shortly, but just kind of big picture. Do you like what the Browns did this offseason?
I really do, and my number one thing going into free agency and even into the draft was that the Browns keep this defense together. This defense had played well all last year. Of course, there were some games they didn't travel well and it showed in the playoffs as well. But I think another year under Jim Schwartz and all these guys in place as they were able to keep, I think they'll be even better this year.
So with that, you know, it's been interesting. Kevin Stefanski, Browns coach, has had some highlights. Obviously, year one, playoffs, beat Pittsburgh on the road with all the stuff that happened around there. This last year, they're in the playoffs. The Browns, though, have not had back-to-back winning seasons. And you were actually part of the second half of the last back-to-back, back in 88-89. In terms of sustainability of winning culture, you played in the NFL for 10 years. How do you sustain winning culture?
I think it's keeping everything intact. I mean, there's a lot of times, like even like you said, in 89, I was the second year of back-to-back winning seasons. But then next year we have, Plan B free agency and all that kind of stuff, and we lose a whole bunch of players. And now we're 3-13 or something like that. And so it's a matter – the fact that just keeping guys together, keeping coaches in place, and so everybody gets comfortable with the systems and being able to play with each other. And we haven't had that in years in Cleveland, and I think this is one of the first times that we have that opportunity, and we should be able to sustain it.
Browns legend Eric Metcalf on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the big things here as we start looking going forward with the rest of this offseason, including the draft coming up in 7 days, is the Browns right now only have 5 draft picks, and they've got 2 picks in the top 100, their second and third round picks. And after that, it's 5th, 6th, and 7th round picks. And they got this guy, Greg Newsome, who they're not sure if they're going to extend long term. Are you a fan of the idea of the Browns trading Greg Newsome for another high draft pick in this year's draft?
I'm really not. I mean, I understand why you would do it if there's something that you really feel you need or want, but I go back to keeping that defense together and having more than one starting cornerback who is good, right? And we have a few of them, and that makes it easier because the way offenses are played today, they have 3 and 4 receivers. And so you got to have good corners. And so I'm a fan of keeping Greg Newsom and just rolling the dice on what we have, because I think we have a very good team defensively. I'm hoping that we shore up this offensive line thing. I don't know how we're going to do it, because that's what I would look at. I mean, because do we start DeJuan Jones at left or right tackle and move Jack Conklin? I mean, what do we do with Jed Wills? There's so many pieces there that we have to figure out to get the best offensive line out there, that I think that's a place that we can use some help.
I will say I'm a big DeJuan Jones fan, so any scenario in which DeJuan Jones starts, I'm a very happy person. And this kind of came up out of nowhere. I wasn't planning on asking you this. DeJuan Jones might be the largest football player I've ever seen. The largest human I've ever seen in person is Shaq. But like last year at camp, DeJuan Jones made Wyatt Teller look like a normal size human being. And Wyatt Teller's like 6'5", 320 pounds. So I will ask you, was there ever a player on the football field that when you saw the sheer size of them, you thought to yourself, how is that a real person?
Oh, shoot. That would have to be Chris Pike, who played with us. Chris Pike, defensive lineman who played with us in Cleveland, he was humongous. I saw him, I'm like, this guy doesn't play football. he's too big to play football. What can he actually move? But he was like the biggest human I had ever seen.
6'8", 280. Good Lord, that is a large human. That's a power forward in the NBA now.
Right. And he was agile, played defensive tackle for us and played well. And so, you know, I guess guys that big can move.
So to get back to one more thing I want to get back to on the Newsom thing. If you don't trade him, is it a no-brainer to pick up that fifth-year option and maybe even re-sign him?
I think if you don't trade him, you have to, because if you don't, then you have someone who might be playing unhappy, right? And you don't want that. You want the best Greg Newsom out there as possible. And so if you don't trade him, you sign him and then see what happens. I think this is a team right now that we have pretty much pushed our chips all in, starting with the quarterback and everybody else. Let's go out there and win. Let's do it right now. This team is built to win right now. And so I think we just take advantage of this opportunity.
Eric Metcalf on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right. So this is – I want to get back to the Browns in a second here. I'm going to take another detour here, because I was on your Twitter handle, and this is not accusatory, okay? I'm just friend to friend trying to figure this out. You're from Virginia. How the hell did you become a Knicks fan?
I'm actually from Seattle. I went to high school in Virginia. But Virginia played a very big part of me being a Knicks fan. So, you know, I'm from Seattle. I loved the Sonics growing up, but I was a Magic Johnson fan, so I liked the Lakers also. And I'm a fan of great players, right? So being young, I like Bernard King. Right? I like somebody who can go out there and score 50 points whenever he wanted to. That was fun for me. So fast forward, moving to Virginia, now I'm in love with Georgetown basketball, which even the love even started before I got to Virginia, but I was really in love with Georgetown basketball and Patrick Ewing and those guys when I was there. And so now I just follow Patrick Ewing. He becomes a Knick, and it makes me even a greater Knick fan.
All right, so this...
And so for there was a time where I was traveling around when Patrick was playing and going to the finals and everything, I would go. I would go to all the games.
All right, so this actually is better, because, like, I'll be honest with you, I have a soft spot for Patrick Ewing. Okay, I'm softening a little bit here. So it's tough for me, though, because I'm a Cavs fan still smarting about last year's playoffs. So I'll ask you, and remember, we are on Cleveland Radio, if the Cavs and Knicks somehow meet up again in these playoffs, who are you rooting for?
The Knicks.
Damn, that hurt.
I have to be honest. I mean, but, you know, it's crazy, because I come back and all my friends who are there from Cleveland, they love the Cavs, so it's them against me. and so, like, last year, I was able to say, we kind of roughed you up. and so hopefully it'll be for the championship, to go to the championship. But I don't know. I can't remember the numbers and where everybody's slotted. But hopefully it'll be playing to go to the NBA finals and then they can win.
No, it's okay. Listen, I can't knock you if you're a fan for over 30 years of a team. I really can't. I'm still pissed about that playoff loss. I have not gotten over it, and I won't until the Cavs beat the Knicks in the playoffs. Browns legend Eric Metcalf on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. To circle back to the Browns here, what do you see as the Browns' biggest draft need this year?
I would say for me, I know we have Amari, and I know we signed Judy. I think this is a deep enough draft where we can go get a receiver that is another playmaker, because Amari is getting a little older, and he was been playing good football, and that's no knock on him. But to have more than two receivers out there makes an offense just that more exciting, and defenses fear that. And so I think there's someone that we can try to get that can put fear in a defense's eyes when we step on the field. So I like another receiver.
So when we talk receiver, are we talking vertical threat? Are we talking big body, slot guy? What is the perfect style of receiver to bring?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In to compliment Deshaun.
I think I'm talking more so vertical threat. I think last year, and like I said, we signed Judy and Murray played well, but I think last year we were close to the bottom in the league in separation, right? And so if you're not getting any separation, that means the quarterback on passing downs is having to throw perfect balls in order for guys to catch the ball. Or we need to scheme better to get these guys open like other guys are running wide open on other teams. So if we're not doing that, we need somebody who can get separation. And so that's what I want to see.
Eric, moving to the running back spot, if Nick Chubb can't go week one, who do you want to see as running back one until he comes back?
I'd say Jerome. I mean, he's proven that he can go out there and be a number one. I think this is a system where if it's not Nick Chubb, number one really doesn't mean that much because everybody's going to play and they're going to have packages and do different things for them. But I think in starting the game and talking about who is your number one guy, I say it's Jerome Ford because the ability to run the ball and catch the ball. And so that keeps defenses on their heels. When you're talking about, say, putting a Deontay Foreman back there, that is pretty much we're running the ball with him, right? It's not he's not able to go out there and play receiver like a Jerome Ford or even a Nyheim Hines. And so I think you put Jerome out there and because it offers you more versatility.
You're now talking my language. I'm a big Jerome Ford fan. So now all of a sudden, I can't even remember what your favorite NBA team is. Eric Metcalf on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the big storylines was Bill Belichick no longer being in New England, and it looked like he was close to the Atlanta job. Apparently, that wasn't the case. Were you surprised your old ball coach, Bill Belichick, didn't get a head coaching job this last offseason?
I could say yes and no. I say I'm surprised because he's arguably the greatest coach to ever coach in the NFL. He knows football well. He knows every facet of the game, would be offense, defense, special teams. There's nothing about the game he doesn't know. He knows how to walk up right to the cliff as far as rules and play by them. He knows how to do everything. And so he has the knowledge that I think could lead a football team and get a football team better. However, the no is, in this day and age, it's a new generation. And the age gap between him and these new players and things that he's doing are probably different than what they're used to. And so not being able to possibly adjust or just gel with these guys kind of makes it hard. And so I can see where you would go with a younger guy.
Eric, he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and said he's never had a sip of coffee in his life. Bill Belichick actually said that. Should we believe him?
Yes. And I do, because I've never had a sip of coffee in my life.
Wait, what? Never? Not even a nibble? Not even like stole?
I kind of take that back, because when I was maybe like six, you know, your mother had something, you kind of get a little, that's it.
That's what I was going to ask, because that's my grandmother at her club. I used to go take a sip of her coffee when she wasn't looking. That's how now I still drink it like a gallon a day, though.
But that was only one time. And so I've never had coffee, and I've never drank a beer.
So what are you throwing at me at the end of an interview here? You've never you understand. I've only subsided the last 38 years on this planet because of coffee and beer, and now you're telling me you've had neither.
I had neither. I didn't say I didn't have other things.
That's fair. Eric, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate it, and we always appreciate your time. Great stuff.
Hey, thank you.
Browns legend Eric Metcalf of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to his Bill Belichick thought there, his thoughts on the Browns offseason, and more next on 92.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.